Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, he is the voice of SiriusXM NBA Radio. He even debates NBA players on Twitter. I saw him and Spencer Dinwiddie going at it. And that, of course, is JT, Justin Termini. JT, how are you?
That was a surprisingly good conclusion to that argument I got into with Dinwiddie on Twitter as well. Usually it ends in flames and I'm fighting with everybody on Twitter. So I thought that was a shock that we were actually able to handle that like adults.
Well, because, you know, when you want to be, you're an adult, and we know Spence is an adult, so I'm not fully surprised that that didn't end, you know, horribly wrong. I think you two guys know how to kind of end an argument in a peaceful way, so I'm not surprised. Not surprised.
Yeah, so that went well. I mean, I've had some with Durant in the past, haven't gone as great, but ended nicely there with Spencer.
That's good to hear, but look, that just shows how important you are. You know, Kevin Durant and Spencer Dinwiddie care about what you have to say, and it shows the kind of the power and the stroke that you have among the NBA community.
Well, I mean, they're Nets. If there were Lakers arguing with me, if there were Celtics arguing with me, that would show the power.
All right. That is very, very unfair. But I'm very curious about this because I have a strong opinion about what the NBA should look like when they restart. I know that's been the debate now the last week. Adam Silver put that survey out, the GMs, and there should be a decision next week. For you, JT, what should an NBA restart look like?
Well, there's two different ways you look at this. One is from the excitement aspect, right? Like, I read that article that was written on The Ringer a couple of days ago by Kevin O'Connor, and he's laying out this World Cup format where you'd have the eight teams or so, or you'd have, like, five teams, I think, playing against each other, and
right,
that team would advance. Like, that looked exciting to me, and I was all for that, even though I'm a history guy, right, and I don't like to see too many changes. I said, all right, well, maybe now's the time to experiment, right? But then the more that I thought about it and some of the loopholes were exposed by other writers, I'm saying, all right, let's hold back, just because there's so many loops that you have to jump through anyway, right? Like, the NBA already has to worry about, all right, what if a player gets sick, right? Or what if that one player is LeBron? What if it's Kawhi? What if it's Giannis? All right, well, that's another major problem. What if five or six guys get sick on one team? There's another major problem. So as a result of that, I just say, play a couple of exhibition games. Give me 1-8 in the East, 1-8 in the West. I know it's not exciting, but it cuts back on the amount of things that you need to worry about and the amount of things that could go wrong, because at least you have that situated and we're used to it. In case another problem pops up, we don't have like 20 different problems to deal with at one time and juggle. How do you view it?
I completely agree. I am 100% behind 8 East, 8 West, because here's the, and I don't think you follow hockey that very much, but the problem hockey had is the races for the last playoff spots were microscopically close. And so it wasn't necessarily fair to say, okay, these are the 8 playoff teams, let's go. Wouldn't have been fair. I mean, one example is the Islanders had one fewer point than Columbus, but they had played 2 fewer games. So do you go by point percentage? Do you go, it was a mess. And so hockey needed to do what they did because it's fair. Sure, they make extra money out of it, which is great, and it's exciting, but it's legitimately fair. The NBA, bro, doesn't have that problem. I don't know how you look at it. The East is set. Nothing's going to change among the top eight teams in the Eastern Conference, so why mess around with that? Just bring the 16 playoff teams.
I mean, there's one philosophy out there to bring back 22 teams, okay? So if you brought back 22 teams, that would include the Washington Wizards and the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are six games out behind Memphis in the Western Conference, all right? Well, guess what? They didn't deserve to play for an opportunity to go to the postseason. Their season was over anyway. I mean, they were mailing in the last couple of weeks of the year anyway. Then you look at the Washington Wizards. You're going to tell me that we need to invite Washington, Evan, who is 16 games under 500? The Wizards are sick. They're 24-40. So, you know, we don't need to watch that. And the other thing is, like, with baseball being an absolute mess right now, the entire month of August belongs to the NBA. Do we really want to waste time having the Washington Wizards play the San Antonio Spurs, right, where you're getting an audience that you normally might not get, and they're going to tune in to watch the Wizards take on the Spurs or the Wizards take on the Kings or the Suns? Like, don't waste our time with that. It's ridiculous.
What?
Play the best of the best.
It seems as if they look at the West, and the West is a little bit closer, there's no doubt. I mean, the Trailblazers are 3.5 games back, New Orleans is 3.5 games back, and the Pelicans had a chance, I mean, to make up that ground over the final remaining games when you look at their schedule and whatnot. But it seems like it's more about getting those teams invited, getting Damian Lillard there to play games that matter, and really getting Zion there to play games that matter. And to do that and then invite Washington or Charlotte, It's not the same. And I think that's part of the problem, and that's why I go back to, these are the playoff teams, that's it, let's just do it from here.
Yeah, and it sends the message early on, right? Like, I'm somebody that's so anti-load management. All right, well, take the games at the beginning of the season seriously, right? I think it sends a message. Like,
sure. You
never know what's going to happen in the future. So if, you know, the Lakers should get credit for taking care of business at the beginning of the year and taking advantage of, like, looking at the game in December and saying, hey, this game is just as important as any game that's going to be played in March or April. So reward them for that. And, you know, a team that didn't take maybe those games at the beginning of the season seriously, where you get this Popovich philosophy where, oh, we're going to rest guys because we're playing for the long run. Well, no, now those teams are getting punished because they treated the game in February like it didn't matter, like it was an exhibition game. Well, you can't do it. Now you're getting punished as a result.
Yeah, and we're talking to Justin Termini about this. Here's the other thing. We don't know what this playoff is going to look like based on the fact there's not any crowds. We don't know how guys kept themselves in shape. So we may see more upsets than we normally see. If the Portland Trailblazers or the New Orleans Pelicans make the playoffs because of this tournament and then go on a run, I don't know about you, it's going to feel even dirtier because they shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, if you get the Lakers winning the championship, the Clippers or the Bucks, it'll feel legitimate. Maybe there's a couple of questions if you get, like, the Celtics winning it, or if you get, like, the Nuggets winning it, right, or the Rockets. But then if you have a team like the Pelicans winning, you get the Dallas Mavericks winning, or, like, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Indiana Pacers, the Miami Heat, that's where it's going to be like, all right, we got to throw up an asterisk because there's no way that they would win under normal circumstances.
Yeah. Well, but the thing about that is, I sort of disagree from this standpoint. If the Memphis Grizzlies beat the LA Lakers in the first round of the playoffs, while I think you and I would agree, yeah, that wouldn't have happened under normal circumstances,
Yeah. That's
not as bad to me as a team that's not even in the playoffs, getting to the playoffs and then making a run. Like, we know the circumstances are going to be different, and that means there's going to be an upset. It may not be Memphis against the Lakers. It may not be Orlando against Milwaukee. It may not be something as extreme as that, but
Yeah. There's
going to be weird stuff because it's a weird season, but it's weirder and worse if it's a team that shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Yeah, I agree. If it's Portland or it's New Orleans, it's even worse. And maybe it brings, like, some hope to a place like Indiana. Like, we had Nate McMillan on the show, the Pacers head coach,
right,
a couple weeks ago, and he said, like, it's almost reinvigorated us a little bit because now I expect, this is him saying this, he said, I expect a team that normally wouldn't have a shot to win or wouldn't be favored to have a legitimate shot. It almost puts us on an even playing field. So it's, like, reinvigorated the Indiana Pacers.
Do you like... Because I've always been a fan of this long-term. I'm not talking about a short-term fix for 2020, but long-term, the idea of seeding these teams 1 through 16 and throwing the conferences out the window. Are you against that as a traditionalist, or do you like that idea?
Oh, no. So I'm a traditionalist, as you know, and that's one thing that my two soapbox things are, one, something's got to be done about no tax, income tax being paid in, like, Miami and Orlando and, you know, in Memphis and Texas, because I think that gives teams an advantage where, like, yeah, there's a 13% income tax when you're in Los Angeles, right? Or you're in, like, Sacramento. So you make it $100 million contract in Sacramento, it's worth $87 million, whereas you get one in Miami, it's worth $100 million, right? You're not losing any money. So I think that gives them a huge advantage. And then, so that's one soapbox thing. And the other thing is 1 through 16, because you could talk about how great LeBron's run is to the NBA Finals, and it's fantastic. But let's not act like he didn't do it in the weak Eastern Conference. If you had 1 through 16, there's no way he's going to 8 consecutive NBA Finals, right? I mean, he might not even have his 3 championships, because you're getting an unfair advantage where he's well-rested going into the NBA Finals because he's played the weak Eastern Conference teams, whereas you're going through the Western Conference, you're getting beat up consistently. It was flip-flopped in the 80s, right, where the Lakers had the easy pass to the finals. The Celtics would get there in, like, 1985-87. They'd be exhausted because they're going through the bad boy Pistons. They're going through the Bucks. They're going through the Philadelphia 76ers. So I've always been, you know, for 1 through 16. But I think teams have to know about it
yes.
at the beginning of the year.
I don't think you
can implement it right now.
I wouldn't do it now. I've always been a fan of it long-term, and you laid out a few of the reasons that you're going to get a better NBA final. You're not going to be able to waltz through a lousy East or a lousy West. The thing I always loved about it, though, is the NFL and Major League Baseball has the chance, the possibility that a World Series is between the Mets and the Yankees. We've seen it. That a Super Bowl could be between, you know, the Jets and the Giants. I love the idea that if the Lakers and Clippers are good enough, and this year they appear to be, they could play in the NBA Finals. That, you know, the Celtics could play the Knicks in the NBA Finals. I know that sounds foreign now, but it could happen. And I also don't think there's, you know, I love history too, but the Houston Rockets were in the Eastern Conference once. The Milwaukee Bucks were in the Western Conference once. The Chicago Bulls were in the Western Conference. Granted, it was a long time ago, but we've seen so much change amongst the geography of the teams and conferences that I'm not married to the history of it. And I think it creates some incredible early round matchups and some dream finals matchups that would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be weird to see, I guess, like the Lakers and Celtics in the first round, right? I mean,
right.
So that stuff would be a little kooky, and you want to see that, like, NBA finals. But I agree with you, because many years, and, like, no shot at your Nets there in the early 2000s, but they weren't always the best team, right? In the second best team.
No,
weren't always deserving of going to the NBA Finals. You would have got a better product if it's the Lakers against the Spurs, or it's the Lakers against the Sacramento Kings there, instead of the Lakers against the Nets. So you're not always getting the two best teams. And if you went 1 through 16, maybe it's a better way to get the two best teams involved.
Do you think that's something that Silver's going to do down the road? I mean, we agree, don't do it this year. Don't mess too much with this year. But do you think that's something that's inevitably going to happen?
Well, it's one of those weird things where it's like maybe Silver thinks it should happen, but you got to get a certain amount of votes to pass that, right? And the Eastern Conference teams, like, why would the Nets, the Knicks, the Celtics say, all right, let's do this type of format when it's going to make it harder for us to get to the NBA Finals? So I think it's something like maybe Silver wants to do. I think it's very difficult for the owners to pass it, because the Western Conference owners will go for it, right? They'll agree. And I've talked to several executives that would be for this. Like, you know, for example, like Portland Trailblazers, why wouldn't they be for this? The travel would be an issue for Portland because they're in the Pacific Northwest, but it would put them in an easier conference. Or maybe the last couple of years, they do go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it's to me, and you're probably right that teams in the Eastern Conference would say no, but it's so short-sighted, because I know it doesn't feel like things change, but things could change. There may be a time again where the Eastern Conference is far better than the Western Conference. I know it doesn't feel like that's ever going to happen, but those kinds of things are cyclical and they change. So it's a short-sighted thing to look at the landscape now and say, that's the reason I wouldn't vote for something like that.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, because in the 1980s, it was the exact opposite, right? Where it was the Western Conference, you had a breeze getting through the playoffs, and in the Eastern Conference, it was a bloodbath. Now, it doesn't look like it's going to change, because it's been the same way for 20 years, and you got Luka and Zion that somehow ended up in the Western Conference. But, you know, and free agents always want to flock out to the West because the weather is better, outside of, like, maybe going down to the Heat and playing for Miami. But, yeah, it is short-sighted, but, yeah, that's how people view things. I mean, I'm short-sighted in my life, I guess.
You know what I would do? You may not like this idea, but hear me out on this.
Probably not, yeah.
Okay. you still have eight teams from the East and eight teams from the West. You still have the imbalance of the schedule. The only difference is you throw them all together for the playoffs and go 1 through 16. So you're still assuring yourself. And yes, that means you'll have some lousy teams make the playoffs. I get it. Like the Magic, I think, would have made it anyway this year, yeah, just based on the records. But you still allow the balance of 8 East and 8 West, but you just throw them all together 1 through 16. Do you like that at all or no?
If I hated that idea, I would hate my own idea. I mean, it's my idea. That's what I do.
Wait, that's what you just – I thought you said, though, that – you'd have more Western Conference teams potentially making the playoffs than East.
No, it would just be harder.
Oh, like, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's it. No, my idea is your idea.
Okay. So my idea is your idea.
Season. Yeah, exactly. So
I'll give you credit.
Exactly. So it's okay. Whatever. Who's on first, what's on second. But the take the eight teams in the East, take the eight teams in the West, regardless of right. Like, it doesn't matter if, say, the ninth place team in the Western Conference has a better record than the eighth place team in the Eastern Conference. That doesn't matter. You just take the eight and the eight.
Then,
and
what's put them all together. Then what overall would be the issue? I mean, because the road to the finals is more difficult. Big deal. You're still making the playoffs. Like, you're still giving the Charlotte Hornets and the Washington Wizards and the Orlando Magic, they still have that same amount of spots to make the playoffs. I think that would be a better... I think that would make it less likely that a team would say no to the whole thing.
Well, I think the two issues are, one, like Toronto's chances this year. Like, they can actually pull themselves. Same with the Celtics and go, all right, maybe we can make the NBA Finals, right? Because we just have to beat the Bucks. Whereas if you're, you know, throwing all the teams together, then you're going, all right, we got to beat the Clippers, we got to beat the Bucks, we got to beat the Rockets, we got to beat the Lakers, et cetera. So it makes it a little bit more difficult. And then travel is an issue. I mean, if the Blazers are playing the Heat, you know, and going back and forth city to city, I think that's a problem.
You know what? Come on. It's 2020. These guys are not taking buses across the country.
I agree
with
you. I'm just telling you what people say when they're discussing it within the league office.
Oh, well.
I agree. Stop complaining. Do it.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. So from your understanding, all right, you believe that when Adam Silver makes an announcement next week, they aren't going to listen to us, and they are going to invite Portland, New Orleans, Sacramento, San. There's going to be like a mini tournament to make the playoffs in the West. Is that your sense on what we're going to get?
Yeah, there's going to be at least 20 teams, maybe 22. I would say I could deal with 20. Don't give me the 22. Do not give me Phoenix and Washington as teams 5 and 6. That'll drive me insane.
You don't have a problem at all with the fact that they're going to treat the East different than the West, though? That they're going to say, look, all right, East is fine. We're good. It's the West that we need a mini tournament for. That doesn't bother you?
Well, I mean, it's extenuating circumstances. So
okay.
It's like, you know, I'm not going to complain. I can't complain about everything. I'm already angry enough.
In this moment, sports-wise, what are you most angriest about?
What am I? But the fact that they could go 1 through 16 is that'll make the road for LeBron to the NBA Finals even easier.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most ticked about, because if you go Eastern-Western Conference, they still have to go through the Clippers and Bucks to win a championship. If you just went 1 through 16, they'd only have to go through the Bucks or the Clippers in order to win a title. That would drive me insane.
I don't know if Silver cares about this, and maybe he doesn't. But that's one of the main... Look, I wouldn't want to mix up East and West this year anyway. No matter what, I wouldn't be for it. But that does make it worse, because you are giving fodder to conspiracy guys out there that, oh, the league's in the tank for LeBron. They're making it easier for LeBron. Even if that's not their intention, you're giving them fuel for that. And that's another reason to add on to the first few reasons on why mixing up the conferences now is a bad idea.
Exactly, because I wrote down a tweet about a week ago, okay, where I said the big winner of the 1 through 16 format, if they choose to do that, is the Lakers, okay? And then I wrote the big loser of the 1 through 16 format is the Bucks. And then all the responses underneath it were essentially what you just said. They're like, oh, well, look at the league just trying to get LeBron into the NBA Finals and help him win a championship. Everything's rigged in favor of LeBron, et cetera. Now, we know that's not the case. That's not why the league would do it. But that's what people are just going to assume, and that's what people assume when I tweeted that.
No, and that sometimes perception's reality. And that's the thing you've got to guard against. But we'll see what they decide to do. JT, always good talking. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, man.
Yeah, I'll try. Nothing. This was the highlight, so we'll talk.
It's all downhill from here. Thank you, pal.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.